New York during that period was so beautiful. I mean, Harlem. Oh, man. I mean, Sugar Ray Robinson's bar, it was just very exciting. You see anybody, Joe Louis, I mean, all the champions, they'd come to the clubs and listen to you play. It was just an exciting period almost all over the world, but New York, man, was the mecca
In
of the
Harlem.
music. Harlem, you didn't have to, like, a lot of people, a lot of old people would say, they wouldn't leave Harlem to go to heaven. That was a saying, you know. I mean, it was everything there. I mean, everything. So much beauty, so much life, so much warmth, so much togetherness. You know.
Not going to ask you what happened.
Oh, please, all over the world, the same thing has happened. No, all over our country, same thing has happened. All the cities.
But when you got there in 45, it was still thriving. You
Oh,
had.
man, it was thriving way after that.
What about the consciousness of the people? I mean, it's particularly the black community. I mean, was there the sense of pride that.
You said it. You said it. You know, it was a lot of love. And then naturally, getting back to the musicians, there were less of us, and then we were closer together. You know, I've been thinking about that a lot lately. You know, it was like, it was, you're talking about family. You know, you could drive with the top down if you had a convertible, stop for the red lights. A woman could be driving. I mean, I heard some of the ladies say that. You know, it was such a great place. You know, it was beautiful. But I guess it was too beautiful. You know, they had to be destroyed. You know, it was destroyed, really. All of the cities, though. I see, I go to Philly, I go to Detroit, DC, Boston. I was in Boston last week, man. I couldn't wait to get out.